Our Old Testament reading will be from Micah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8, and you can find it in your pew Bible on page 816. Hear what the Lord says. Rise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the controversy of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth, for the Lord has a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? In what have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and redeemed you from the house of slavery, and I sent you before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what King Balak of Moab devised, what Balaam, son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gigal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgressions, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and walk humbly with your God?
Our gospel reading this morning comes from the Gospel according to Matthew. It is the fifth chapters, verses 1 through 12. Let us continue to hear the word of God, whether it is familiar or not. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside, and after he sat down and the disciples had gathered around him, Jesus began to teach. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed are those who are mourning, for they will be consoled. Blessed are those who are gentle, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will have their fill. Blessed are those who show mercy to others. They will be shown mercy. Blessed are those whose hearts are clean. They will see God. Blessed are those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of their struggles for justice. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. You are fortunate when others insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of slander against you because of me. Be glad and rejoice, for your reward is in heaven, is great. They persecuted the prophets before you in the very same way. May we be blessed by the reading, hearing, and pondering of God's holy word. I think that there is something deeply human about wanting to know what is required. Do we not always want to know what is required of us? We ask it everywhere we go. What do I need to bring? What qualifies me? What's the checklist? What qualifies me? What is required for me to do whatever? We ask it at school, we ask it at work, we ask it in our relationships, and we even ask it inside these four walls, whether we verbalize it or just carry it within us. What is required of us? If we're honest, many of us come to faith the same way that we come to an appointment, with our hands absolutely full. We bring our accomplishments, our worries, our defenses, our guilt, our pride, our resume of all the good things that we have done, And I think that if we're honest, we bring also our fear of not being enough. We assume that a relationship with God must work like everything else. Showed up prepared. Bring something valuable. Prove your worth. And I give grace and thanksgiving that Micah interrupts us this morning. With what shall I come before the Lord? We hear the prophet say. What shall I bring? Shall I bring burnt offerings? That's the way the priest used to get fed, is that you brought food there and they sacrificed it and that's what they ate. Calves a year old. I don't know if I could find any right off the top. Although I did meet some farmers yesterday, so. Thousands of rams and 10,000 rivers of oil. I can't even fathom to begin the cost of that. Thousands of rams and 10,000 rivers of oil. Even my firstborn. I do know the cost of that. You can almost hear the anxiety behind the question that this mortal is asking with Micah, right? The conversation that's going on in this courtroom. What do you want from me, God? What do you want? How much is enough? How much must I bring? And God's answer is so wonderfully simple and so unsettling, all at the very same time. And I think this is one of the passages that people who don't even come to church often know. He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. It's a very short list. It's that three items that you can remember when you go to the grocery store, right? Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with God. But isn't that a very powerful list? But I want you to take a minute, and out of those three things, what's missing out of that list? What's missing is your shopping list. There's not this whole line of things that you need to do. It's not the list that I keep on my desk beside my other pad of paper of things that I need to check off during the day. It's not a spiritual resume. It's not a religious performance, and it's not heavy cargo to drag into God's presence. Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly. Instead of asking, what should I bring, Micah pushes us towards a better question. What do I need to put down? Because you can't walk humbly if your arms are full of yourself. And this morning we hear Micah repeated in Matthew's story on the mountainside, the story of Jesus, the Sermon on the Mount, as Jesus begins to preach. Jesus sits down and the people gather around him. Not the impressive people, not the powerful people, not the religious elite, ordinary people. Poor, sick, worn down people. Curious and hopeful people. And Jesus doesn't say, blessed are those who bring the right offering. He says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed those that are meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. In other words, blessed are the ones who show up empty-handed. Empty. And what we call the Beatitudes, the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, is not a list of achievements. It's a description of posture. Jesus isn't handing out medals. He's opening up space for us. Poor in spirit does not mean spiritually weak. It means people who know that they are not self-sufficient. People who stop pretending that they can save themselves. Those who mourn are not hiding pain. They're not performing through some unforeseen strength. They're honest enough to bring their brokenness out into the open. Meek are the ones who have laid down their need to dominate. Merciful, they're the ones that no longer keep score about what's going on. The pure in heart are the ones who have stopped juggling multiple loyalties to all of the powers that be around them. And it is in that place that we suddenly realize that Jesus isn't asking us what we bring to God. He's showing us what to put down. And that's the good news. That's the good news, because most of us don't arrive here on a Sunday morning empty. We arrive overloaded. Somebody used to tell me that I was really good because I went to church every Sunday. And I said, no, I go to church every Sunday because I am broken. I need to have my batteries recharged. I need to know that I am not alone, because we arrive in this place and space overloaded. And if I am speaking for myself, then I am speaking for myself, and you've all got everything all figured out. We come overloaded by the world, by society, by our friends, by our work. We come overloaded. We come carrying comparisons. Am I good enough? Am I faithful enough? Am I active enough? Not necessarily inside these four walls, but out in the community. We carry control. If I don't manage, fill in the blank, who will? We carry resentment. They hurt me, and they disappointed me, so they don't deserve grace. We carry fear. If you really knew what was inside, would you really like me? And I think we all carry some of those facets. We carry our busyness like a badge of honor. Goodness gracious, if we said we sat down and read a book for a whole afternoon, boy, it must be nice to have that much time, right? Because we carry our busyness like a badge of honor. Some of us might even carry some religious pride. Look what I've done in the name of God. Look what I've done in the name of my faith. Micah and Jesus together whisper the same invitation to us this morning. Just put it down. Just put it down. Put down the idea that God wants to be impressed. Put down the myth that faith is a transaction. Put down the story that says you must earn a belonging. Justice, kindness, humility, poverty of spirit, mercy, and peacemaking. These are not things that you can pack. These are not things that go in your backpack and your carry-on on a plane. These are things that you practice after you've set everything else down. Because here's the thing, you cannot love kindness while you're holding on to anger. You cannot walk humbly while clutching on to superiority. You cannot hunger for righteousness if you are stuffed with self-satisfaction. Micah doesn't say stand tall with God. He says walk humbly. And walking implies a movement. It's a relationship. It's one of those daily practices that I actually talked about in one of the joyful noises last year. Daily practices was walking. Because you don't walk with God carrying a heavy baggage. How many of us have been through the airport and had to cut a connecting flight, and you run like crazy with your what you thought was not so big carry-on on your back? I commend the military people here that have had to run miles with a rucksack on your back. It's heavy. It's hard. Right? So think about for just a moment walking with someone that you love, someone that you care about, a partner, a friend, possibly a sibling, someone that you can just be your true, honest, authentic self with. You don't need any props to be with that person. You don't need to show your credentials. You just need openness, presence, willingness. And Jesus' blessings sound that very same way. They're not commandments. They're not a checklist to do between God and between each other. They're descriptions of people already on the road with God and each other because they've put down all of the stuff that they carry. People have laid down their pretending. The people who have laid down their hardness and their harshness. People who have laid down violence and ego and fear and all of those phobias that society puts upon us. So what does that mean for us? I mean, this little tiny small town, small community, rural place, we got it all together, right? We're good at carrying things quietly. We show up. We help. We don't complain much. But sometimes we carry so much that our faith becomes stiff instead of spacious. We think that God needs our strength. What God needs is our surrender to say that we can walk into the space with somebody else. We think that God wants our perfection. God actually welcomes our honesty. So maybe the spiritual question for today isn't, what should I bring to God? 10,000 rams, or 1,000 rams, 10,000 rivers of oil, my firstborn child. Maybe the question then is, what am I holding that keeps me from walking with God and with God's people? What do we need to set down? What do I need to set down? The need to be right, the need for control, don't talk to my family, the story that we tell ourselves about somebody else, the shame we never want to name, the anger that we keep rehearsing over and over and over again, the exhaustion when we refuse to admit. Jesus looks at that crowd gathered on the hillside with him and says, "Blessed are you when you stop gripping and start trusting." Micah looks at the people and says, "You already know what is good. Now walk. Not perform, not impress. Walk humbly. Love kindly. Do justice with light and open hands." Because here's the good news, that God travels light. God does not have to pack a bag. God is not waiting for us to bring more. God is waiting for us to carry less. The kingdom and kingdom of heaven belongs to those who stop hauling around their own kingdoms on their backs. So today, maybe worship is not about offering God something new, but about laying down something old. At the foot of Micah's question, in his courtroom, at the base of Jesus' mountain as he begins his sermon, that we empty our hands, that we loosen our grips. I encourage you, just flex your fingers for a minute to see what that feels like, to loosen your grip. And discover that grace moves fastest and walks with us into our authenticity. God would rather have our authenticity than our performance as we go out and be the church for God and for our neighbor, today and every day. Amen.